and Schuster Audio presents Murder on the Christmas Express by Alexandra Benedict. Read by Sophie Roberts. Prologue. December the 24th. Meg wouldn't let him see her cry. Not this time. She ran out of the club car, aware of the phone cameras turning her way. Her eyes stung as she stumbled down the corridor to their cabin. The train seemed to whisper to her, "He doesn't love you. He doesn't love you. He never loved you." Fumbling for the key card, she checked behind her. Grant wasn't following. Part of her wanted him to, wanted the fight that felt like love and the peace that followed when he'd sobered up and begged forgiveness. The rest of her knew what could happen, what had so nearly happened before, and she wasn't going to die tonight. Inside their club double, she locked the door and curled into a fetal position on the bed. She held a pillow to her chest and rocked. Her heart felt pulled apart like a Christmas cracker, and all that was left was a scrunched-up joke. She thought about going to see that woman, Roz, the ex-detective who looked like Kate Bush. Maybe she could help. Then her phone buzzed, and again. She looked at the screen. She'd been tagged in a video, and the notifications were stacking up in their hundreds. Both the train and her heart seemed to fly faster. The video had been posted a minute ago. Someone had filmed the whole argument between her and Grant, from the whispered accusations and shouted denials to Meg running out. She watched the comments appear in real time. As usual, she couldn't stop herself reading them. Lindy Hop 2010 said, "I'm Team Meg." Inkton Primpt said, "He's fit. She should suck it up. I would." Dinosaur Senior said, "Leave him, Meg. Come and sit on my face instead." Tainted Prophet said, "Don't trust him. Take it from me." Natasha Roberts said, "She's a basket case. She's on something. You can always tell." ICD3ADP30PL3 said, "Fake news, all staged. They're both beards and the rest are crisis actors." Meg checked Twitter. Hashtag MegGrantLovesPat was trending. She could feel her rosacea flaring to match her humiliation. She knew what Grant would say.
Turn it into...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?